we present The Grumbleweeds. Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin in Frieda Finally Flips.
You're very quiet, Wilfred.
Yeah, I'm using me brain.
You're going to find it first, Bob.
What are you doing, old lad?
It's this picture puzzling the paper.
Oh, like them. Is it the one where they have two identical pictures side by side and you've got to spot the differences?
Yes.
What a tripound you are, rubbish. How can there be differences between two identical pictures?
Well, they're not quite identical.
Well, if they're not quite identical, then they can't be identical.
No, agreed. But they're identical except for the fact that they're slightly different.
You see, Uncle Nasty, what Uncle Rubbish is trying to say is the pictures are identical, except that one is more identical than the other. You see, if they were both as identical as each other, there wouldn't be any difference. So they make one identical and the other not quite as identical, so you can tell the difference. You see, if the difference is in the different one, or in the identical one, they'd both be different, but they're not. The difference is there in the one that's different to the identical one. Mind you, the only basic difference between one picture and the other is the fact that the identicality of the different one is different to the difference of the other one, which means, in a nutshell, I'm not putting too fine a point on it, means quite simply that I've forgotten what the question was.
Well, that's as may be, but I don't think it matters whether they're identical or different, as long as you get a bit of pleasure out of it.
Exactly, Ratface.
Mind you, they can be frustrating, can them picture puzzles, you know. I had a go at last week's. There were 10 differences in the pictures, and I sat looking at them for 2 hours, and I still could only spot 4 of them.
I'm the same. I can't even get 4.
Well, Grimshaw's no chance, then. How many differences have you got so far, Grimshaw?
Well, I've only been looking on for half an hour, so I can't be expected to have got them all.
How many have you got?
Well, as I say, I've only asked me in another hour when I've really...
How many?
248. 248? No, 250. I've just spotted another 2.
Yeah, Bram Pot Grimshaw, they don't have picture puzzles with 250 differences in them.
Well, this one has.
Let's have a look, Wilfred. My word is right. In fact, I'd say there's still a few more to be spotted. Mind you, there's a very good reason for that.
Why is that, old gaffer?
Well, one picture's of the Prime Minister planting a tree, and the other one spot the ball between Wolves and Arsenal.
Melanie, how long are you going to be peeling them potatoes?
I'm doing the last one now.
Right. Oh, I can't cope. Oh, no. Who's put tea bags in my Lancashire hot pot?
I did.
Well, what are the hummer for?
Well, I thought you should give it to Mr. Cooler.
You duckhead. Just look at it. 4 bits of meat, 3 carrots and a table tennis ball. All floating about in half a gallon of weak tea. Oh, why don't they take me away? Now, where's your potatoes?
Well, there aren't any left.
What do you mean there aren't any left?
I peeled them all away.
How many times have I told you not to peel them so thick?
I can't help it, Mum.
Oh, I can't cope. Pass me that pedal bin. I'll have to boil the rotten peelings.
How long's lunch going to be, Frieda?
Oh, that's all I need. How the heck do I know?
Well, I only asked.
Hello, Frieda. How long's lunch going to be?
About 2'6".
Oh, are we having rhubarb?
That's it! That's me finished!
Well, I only asked.
Melanie's put tea back in the rotten hot pot.
Ah, oh, that'll be an improvement.
Well, that's why I put them in. I put sugar and milk in as well.
Now then, Frieda, how long's lunch going to be?
I don't think I'd mentioned lunch if I were you, Uncle Rubbish.
Right, it smells beautiful. And it looks even better bubbling away in that saucepan.
That's not your lunch. Your lunch is in that pan over there.
Well, what tempting delicacy is simmering in this pan, then?
I'm boiling me rotten corsets.
Melanie's put tea bags in the hot pot.
Oh, lovely.
And milk and sugar.
Beautiful.
If you ask me, I think we'd be better off eating Frieda's corsets.
Let's have a takeaway.
It's me that wants taking away. Oh, I can't cope.
Well, I think a takeaway is a great idea. Let's have some of that number 42.
Ah, it's rubbish, it's 42. 83 is twice as good as 42.
No, no, you're wrong there, Melanie. 83 is not twice 42. 84 is twice 42.
Now, I think she means the number on the menu, Wilfred.
Oh. I like a bit of 16. A touch of 28, half a portion of 36, a soupçon of 47, just a hint of 51, and chips.
Frieda, I'm starving. How long's lunch going to be?
That's it. That's decided. I'm having me nervous breakdown.
Hey, calm down, Frieda.
How can I calm down? How can I be expected to calm down when everybody takes the mickey out of me cooking? I do me best. I slave over that stove, I do. 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. No, I've decided. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
We don't mean to upset you, Frieda.
Well, you do upset me. Every minute of the day somebody upsets me. 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52...
Yeah, Frieda, we've gone through all that before.
Well, I can't take any more. That's it. Nervous breakdown. Here I come.
We're very sorry, Frieda. We won't do it again.
Yes, Wilfred's right, Frieda. We're not fair to you, are we? Sorry, aren't we? And we won't upset you again.
No, we won't. We're sorry, Frieda, yes.
Yeah, me too, Mum. We've all been unfair to you, and we're sorry.
Uncle Nasty, I think you should say something.
Who the ex put rotten tea bags in the hot pot?
Now then, old lad, how is she?
She's in a stable condition.
I thought she was in the bedroom.
Is the doctor still with her?
Yes, he's examining her.
She'll be exterminating her.
How can you say such a cruel thing about me, Mum?
I agree. We should all share the guilt.
Yes, we should.
We've treated her abominably.
We have.
We were ungrateful and thoughtless.
We were.
We're all equally to blame.
We are.
Well, is she going to be all right?
We all hope so, Melanie. We all hope so.
But what if she isn't? I mean, if, you know, she isn't.
Hey, what do you mean, Wilfred?
Well, you know, what if she, you know, isn't, you know? What if she isn't?
Isn't what, Wilfred?
Isn't. You know. Isn't what I'm trying to say.
What are you trying to say?
What if she isn't?
I don't know what you mean.
It means what if she pops a clog, you Nelly?
She doesn't wear clogs.
All right, then. What if she kicks the bucket?
Well, that's easy. We make sure she doesn't have a bucket in the bedroom.
Well, I think we should drop this subject.
So do I. It'll only upset Melanie if she hears what you're trying to say.
What is it trying to say?
He's worried your mother might snuff it. Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to say that, Lovey.
Calm down, Melanie. It was a slip of the tongue. Calm down.
That's better. We don't want her to hear you crying, do we, Ratface?
No, that we don't. She wants a bit of peace and quiet.
She wants peace and quiet in this house. She'd be better off snuffing it.
Oh, Uncle Nasty, that's cruel. Don't cry, Melanie.
But she's my mum and her mother.
Of course you do, Melanie.
Can I ask a question?
What is it, Wilfred?
Well, if she wants peace and quiet, why does Uncle Nasty say she'll be kicking this bucket in the pub?
I'm not kidding, Grimshaw. Your ignorance is only surpassed by your stupidity.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm good at something.
Listen, I'll go upstairs and see how long the doctor's going to be.
I didn't recognise him when he came. Is he a new one?
Yeah. Dr. Perkins is on holiday, so this fella's doing his rounds for him.
Oh, aye. What's his name, then?
Dr. Squeak. Dr. Sid Squeak.
Oh, hey, up his ear. Come in, Dr. Squeak.
Certainly.
I'll go up and comfort Frieda. I'll see you all later.
Allow me to introduce my assistant, the country's foremost specialist in nervous disorders of all shapes and sizes, Mr. Stanley Bubble.
How do, you'll say?
Well, let's not beat about the bush, pal. How is the old bag?
Sadly, she is suffering from extreme nervous exhaustion. At first, I suspected her condition was a psychosomatic. But after close examination, I realized I could be mistaken. Isn't that right, Stanley?
Oh, quite right, Sidney.
The psychosomatic symptoms, which I erroneously suspected, were dismissed by my assistant as soon as he had analyzed his diagnosis. Isn't that right, Stanley?
Oh, quite right, Sidney.
Yeah, but how did she get herself into this state?
Quite simple. Tension, anxiety, pressure, strain, and excess stress.
Ah, well, she always said she couldn't cope, you know.
Yeah, and nobody believed her. All these years, my poor mum's been suffering and nobody took her seriously.
You're right, Melanie. We didn't realise just how much pressure she was under.
Not to mention the stress.
Ah, the poor woman. And now she's lying there upstairs, a shadow of her former self.
A prisoner of all selfishness.
The prat of the First Order.
That's awful, Uncle Nasty. Frieda Nettleton's given the best years of her life looking after us.
Thank you, Wilfred. I'm glad somebody appreciates her.
Oh, I didn't say I appreciated her. I just said she's given the best years of her life looking after us.
The thing is, Dr. Squeak, how long will she be before she's like back to normal?
It's difficult to say. Could be weeks. Could be a month. Who knows? Might be years.
You mean it might be years before she cooks us another meal?
I certainly do.
Absolutely brilliant.
Ignore him, Doctor. Just tell us what we do in the meantime, like.
She requires constant nursing attention, 24 hours a day. Isn't that right, Stanley?
Oh, quite right, Sidney.
The medicine I shall prescribe must be administered 6 times a day, except Saturdays, when you must increase the prescribed dosage by 2 teaspoonfuls to half a dessert spoon, unless she's eaten sardines and custard sandwiches in the last 24 hours.
What'll happen if we don't?
She'll be sick.
But what happens if we do?
She'll still be sick. Have you tasted sardine and custard sandwiches? Anyway, I must dash. I have to see a 76-year-old lady in Southend-on-Sea who swallowed 6 twopence pieces and 70 pence in silver.
Well, why must you bet?
I should have thought it was obvious. To see if there's any change.
Well, I wouldn't have believed it, Ernie.
Nor would I, Geoffrey.
Who'd have thought it?
Well, I wouldn't.
Nor would I.
Mm-hmm. How'd it happen, Wilfred?
Well, I think it was something to do with the lunch she'd met. Everybody got onto her because she put tea bags in the Lancashire hot pot.
No, Wilfred. It was me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Melanie got onto her because Frieda had put tea bags in the hot pot.
No, you Wally. Frieda didn't put the tea bags in the hot pot.
Oh, yeah. Melanie got onto her because Frieda hadn't put tea bags in the hot pot.
No, Wilfred. It was Melanie and we all got onto her.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. We all got onto Melanie because Frieda put tea bags in the hot pot.
No, Wilfred. Melanie put the tea bags in the hot pot. Mm. Frieda put a table tennis ball in the hot pot. And everybody kept getting on to Frieda about what was for lunch and how long it was going to be.
That's right. You see, Frieda knew Melanie had put the tea bags in the hot pot, but nobody else did.
Oh, they did. Melanie knew she'd put the tea bags in the hot pot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that. But, I mean, everybody else didn't know. So it's got on top of Frieda when everybody kept getting on to her because she knew she hadn't put the tea bags in the hot pot, but nobody else did.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've got it now, yeah. I've got it, yeah. Everybody put a tea bag in the hot pot, but nobody told anybody because they thought that if they did... No, hang on. Frieda and Melanie were playing table tennis with a tea bag. No, that's not it. Oh, yeah. Frieda made the hot pot in a tennis bag. And Melanie told to everybody because... Can I say something?
What is it, lad?
I've forgotten what the question was.
Well, if you ask me, I'm surprised everybody didn't have a nervous breakdown.
So am I, Ernest.
Well, if you want one, I'll go get the tea bags.
Anyway, what did the doctor say?
He said we have to be kind to her and slowly nurse her back to normal.
Oh, we'll do your nursing for you, won't we, Geoffrey?
Oh, we will, Ernest. Yes, if there's one thing we're good at, it's nursing, isn't it? What is it there's one thing we're good at?
Nursing.
Exactly. Mm. I've got a lovely bedside manner.
Oh, have you? Have you, Geoffrey?
Have I? Do you remember your great-auntie Alice, Ernie?
Do I remember my great-auntie Alice?
Was she suffering?
Suffering, suffering, suffering. They don't know the meaning of the word. She was in purgatory.
I thought it were Bradford.
No, the pain, the anguish, the agony.
Oh, you're right, but what a brave lady.
Brave? Courageous.
Absolutely. Some of those heat spots were half an inch across.
They were.
Covered from head to toe, she was. What was she covered from head to toe in?
Heat spots. Oh, but we looked after her.
Yes, we did. We dabbed her with calamine lotion 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
We took it in turns, didn't we?
Took it in turns.
We did alternate heat spots on a 3-hour rota, didn't we?
Alternate heat spots on a 3-hour rota, that's what we did.
We didn't sleep for 6 days.
6 days? Ooh, we never slept a wink.
I never want to see another bottle of calamine lotion as long as I live.
6 days, constant dabbing.
Dab, dab, dab. For 6 days.
Dab, 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 dab.
Yes. Then we found out there were big freckles.
Anyway, we'll go up and sit with her, won't we, Geoffrey?
Yes, we will, Ernest.
Oh, no, I don't believe it. Look out the window.
Oh, great. His friend's never coming up the drive.
I bet he's come to ask about Frieda. He's a thoughtful fella, is Fred.
I can't stick him for 2 minutes.
I'm sorry, Uncle Nasty, but he is our next-door neighbour, and I think you should try and show him a bit of neighbourly love.
And besides that, he's such a brilliant man. I didn't know it was him who first split the atom till he told me.
He is a pathological liar. He's never told the truth in his life.
Well, we'll let him in before we go upstairs. Come on, Ernest.
And don't forget, Uncle Nasty, do as Uncle Ruby says. Love thy neighbour.
Exactly.
You're all pathetic. I'm not kidding. If Fred Fibber told you he'd just come from America in a balloon, you'd believe him.
Ah, come coming, Fred. It's nice to see you, lad.
All right, lad. Sorry I didn't come round earlier, but I've only just arrived from America in a balloon.
Oh, that's fantastic, Fred.
Ah, brilliant.
How long did it take you, Fred?
Ah, a bit longer than normal. 3.5 hours.
It was slow going at first, and I picked up this hurricane, and I did the last 1,000 miles in 25 minutes.
You're a right liar, you are, Fibber.
It's true, you ask our Enid. She came in Concord, and I overtook her just outside Liverpool.
But if you're so clever, then, how did you land?
Easy. Ah, Trevor shot me down with his catapult. Just before I crashed into the back garden, I jumped onto the roof of the house, shinned out drain pipe, through front door, grabbed a cup of tea, and I was just in time for blockbusters.
Oh, I think you're fantastic, Fred.
Ah, so do I.
Ah, there's no to it. I've done it that often, I've got it off to a fine art. Any road, I saw a doctor arrive, what's the problem?
Oh, it's Frieda, she's very poorly.
Well, if there's all I can do, you've only got to ask. Does she need an operation? I mean, I know I'm a bit rusty, but I could have an appendix out in 20 minutes.
Come off it, Fibber. You've never taken anybody's appendix out.
Just watch what you're saying, pal. You're talking to Ed Brain Surgeon at St. Bartholomew's Hospital from 1975 to 1984. Best in show at Crufts, 1969. And Come Dancing, Okie Cokie Champion, 1971 to 1973.
You're brilliant, Fred. I don't know why you've never been given an knighthood.
I turned it down. No, I'm quite happy just being a genius. Anyway, how long's Frieda going to be out of action?
Who knows? It might be weeks.
Or months.
Or even years.
Yeah, you see, she's had a nervous breakdown.
Oh, they're nasty, then. I had one yesterday afternoon.
Ah, but she hasn't got your resilience, Fred.
So who's doing your cooking?
We haven't thought about it, really, Fred.
I'll tell you what. Me and Enid will come round and make your meals for you.
Oh, what a generous offer.
You can't cook, Fibber.
You what? You what? You what? You what? You what? Can't cook? You're joking. Me and our Enid were only head chefs for Aristotle Onassis on his luxury yacht for 15 years.
I think that's fantastic.
Rubbish.
I'm telling you, every night we had dinner parties for 30 or 40 people. Film stars, billionaires, actresses, models, they were all there. President of the United States came 3 times in 1 week just to have our Enid's black pudding pavlova.
What a flipping liar.
It's right. Old Aristotle loved our Enid's black pudding pavlova. Enid, he used to say, Enid, old lass, nobody makes a black pudding pavlova like you do.
Hey, tell us more about this Aristotle then, Fred.
Aren't we great? And that yacht, by gum, it could shift. I remember one day we were in Athens and Aristotle came up to me and he said, Fred, lad, why don't we go to Scarborough for the day? I'm not kidding, it was fantastic. We got to Scarborough, we paddled in the sea, had a plate of cockles, saw first house at Black and White Minstrel Show, and we were back in Piraeus before midnight.
Well, I took my hat off to you, Fred.
I'd like to take my belt off to him.
Anyhow, give it some thought. Hey, how about lunch next Sunday?
Oh, it's a lovely offer, Fred.
What? Yes. Right, I'll cook you one of my specialities. I'll have to go now, because I've got curator at National Portrait Gallery coming round in 10 minutes.
Don't tell me. He wants to pick your brains.
No, he wants another 6 Mona Lisas for Thursday.
I've never known hunger pains like it.
Nor have I.
My stomach thinks my mouth's been sewn up.
That could be arranged.
Oh, it's absolute agony.
It's torture.
Would anybody like another monkey nut?
You're joking. That's all we've flaming eaten for 6 days. We've had monkey nut sandwiches, monkey nuts on toast, boiled monkey nuts, mashed monkey nuts,
The only thing we haven't had is monkey nuts and custard.
Hey, that sounds nice. I'll go make some.
Sit down.
I never thought we'd miss Frieda's cooking like this.
Aye, nor did I.
Thank goodness it's Sunday.
Yes, Wilfred. Good old Fred Fibber.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's been in that kitchen 2 hours. How long's he going to be?
He's making us a 5-course meal, Melanie.
Am I ready for it? I wouldn't have believed I'd ever welcome Fred Fibber into this house.
Ah, he's a good lad.
Yeah, and he must be a good cook. He said he was a garden blue.
I don't care if it's canary yellow as long as he makes me a decent meal.
You know, I can't help thinking you're being a bit unfair to me and my efforts last Wednesday.
What efforts last Wednesday?
When I had a go at making that rhubarb pie. I thought it were very nice.
Yeah, but I think you're supposed to cut the leaves off.
All right, lad. Grubs up. Come and get it.
Oh, fantastic.
And what a beautiful smell drifting from the kitchen. Oh, can you smell it there?
Magnificent. You're a good lad, Fred.
Hey, I tell you what, why don't we take Frieda's up to her bedroom on a tray, eh?
What a great idea. A good meal will do her all the good in the world.
Right, you lot go up and get her sat up in bed, and I'll be up with it in 2 minutes.
Come on, everybody.
That's it, Frieda. That will fit. Shove another pillow behind her shoulders.
Righto.
How are you feeling, Mum?
I'm absolutely starving.
Well, Fred's on his way up, old love.
You'll soon be tucking into your Sunday lunch.
Here we are, lad. Take this tray from me, Wilfred.
Okay.
Right. There, Frieda. By gum, lid of this casserole's hot.
I must say, it smells delicious.
It will be delicious, Frieda. Can you manage, Fred?
Yeah. Pass me a plate.
Oh, no, not too much. I can always have a second helping.
Oh, that looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
What is it, Fred?
It's a little speciality of mine and our Enid's. We've made it for years.
What's it called?
Tea bag hot pot. You've been listening to Frieda Finally Flipped, starring the Grumbleweeds, Albert Carr, Graham Morrison, Robin. Frieda Finally Flipped was written and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig. Not really, I did it all.